hard to let go of? Why do so many of us struggle to make forward mental and emotional progress? Leaving our past requires us to not only heal old wounds, but to accept change and appreciate the truth of our present circumstances. It's a challenge, but a process we must work through if we want to grow, have healthy and fair relationships, and if we want to fully embrace who we are and what we have in our right now. We wrap up today's podcast by sharing a few helpful tips and the two things you need to actively look for if you truly want to leave your past behind and love your present. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening. And now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I've got Crystal with me today.
Hi.
And today I just asked her off the air before we did this. I'm like, hey, you want to let go of the past? And yeah. Yeah, she deep sighed. Yes.
I need to do that.
Because we do. We want to let it go. I think even though we cling to it so tightly, we've all got the garbage that we just need to
been working
drop.
On it, but definitely need to just let it go.
It is a weight and an anchor.
It's a heavy weight.
A heavy weight. I want to get rid of it.
Heavy weight I put on myself.
Yes. Yes. That there's no need to carry around. So yes, we are hopefully dropping our past today. Mm-hmm. So whether our past was difficult and painful or full of incredibly happy memories, most of us tend to have a hard time letting it go.
Right.
Now, why? Because it's what we know.
Right.
Because if we keep, this is so hard. I'm coming straight out the gate with this today.
Second line. Yeah. Let me punch you.
Because if we keep our thoughts in the past, it means we don't have to accept that our life has changed.
Okay.
I feel that as, you know, kids are getting older. Because we don't have to face the uncertainty of our future if we keep our minds in the past. The past, be it good or bad, is comforting because it doesn't require hard things like acceptance.
Okay.
We can learn from our past mistakes.
Right.
And we can think about the past to remember times we overcame hardship.
Right.
Or when taking a risk paid off. We can recall memories of our young children with fondness. Or we can get that warm feeling of nostalgia when we smell something it reminds us of our grandparents' home. Yeah. Like, we all have that. Like,
I saw a butterfly the color of a car my grandmother wanted coming up here. So it made me very happy driving up here and seeing that.
See, oh yeah, we all have that. And I smell like old, stale, burned coffee and think of my grandpa. Like, oh, grandpa.
Which is such a disgusting smell. And it brings so much joy.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So those kinds of ways we think about the past are great.
Yeah.
But when the past keeps us from acknowledging change.
Right.
Or prevents us from moving forward. It's a problem.
We can't have that.
It's a problem rooted in things we know a lot about. Fear. Overthinking.
Yeah.
Discomfort with change. Uncertainty and acceptance.
All right. Looks, I'm an expert at this.
I got all those things. So we need to remember letting go of the past is a process. It's going to take time and work.
Right.
But when we drop the burden of carrying the burdens of yesterday. Because we're already dealing with the burdens of today.
Right.
And some of us are dealing with tomorrow, too, in like the next 10 years.
Fair.
We can start to really love the life we're living right now and anticipate the future with joy.
Yeah.
Like, there's enough stuff we're dealing with. Do we really need to carry around the past, too?
No.
Like, no. You got enough. Here's some definitions.
Okay.
I mean, and
you know, I love you the definitions.
Today I'm defining the past.
Okay.
Gone by in time and no longer existing.
Okay.
Sometimes even that's hard to accept. Like,
I was processing it. I mean, yes, I can acknowledge that as the definition. No problem.
Yeah.
But I was just trying to link it to maybe.
Intellectually, I get it, but like I can, you know, my okay as a mom, I think my kids are no longer small. Mm-hmm. That time of my life does not exist anymore, and right. sometimes that is very hard to accept. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now this is the adverb definition okay. of the past, but it fits. So I'm breaking some rules, but I do not care.
It's summer.
Yeah. So as to pass from one side of something to another.
Okay.
I really like that because that's kind of what it is. When you're leaving the past behind, you're uh-huh. moving past
right.
the past. Like, okay, yeah, I'm crossing over the bridge. Mm-hmm. I see you over there, but I'm on this side now.
Right. Okay.
I like that. Happier human defined living in the past mm-hmm. as clinging so tightly to memories that you can't move on.
So we don't want to live like that.
No, we don't want to live like that. But we all know what they're talking about. Like, oh.
Yes.
Why are you in my brain, happier human?
Uh-huh. But they're not even always happy.
Oh, no. No, they're not. No. But we, because we ruminate on the bad stories uh-huh. and the times someone hurt us. Uh-huh. And so much of our day is spent reliving those memories. Why?
Why? Let's not.
I liked this too. I'm adding in the word dwell, which means to take up residence. So to dwell in the past is literally to live there. Mm-hmm. And lots of us do that because we dwell in the past, meaning we think about it all the time, and then we're basically living.
But it's not an existence anymore, according to our first definition.
True. Because we're living somewhere that isn't real.
So we're living somewhere that's not real.
We're living in the land of make-believe, only there's no trolley and Daniel Tiger.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're not living, we're not dwelling in what doesn't exist with rainbows and sunshine.
No.
And glitter, unicorns.
No.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good info.
Okay, now here are traits. Today's list is not inspirational. Today you do not want to be this person.
All right.
More of us are probably will identify mm-hmm. with this list today. Yeah. These are traits of someone who holds on to the past.
Okay.
So today, this is a checklist of, ooh, do I do this? Do. Yeah. Difficulty accepting change.
Okay.
Everyone. Mm-hmm. Like where I put, seriously, can't everything just stay the same?
It'd be boring.
It would be boring. We don't like to admit that. Overly nostalgic.
Okay.
Now, I'm all for nostalgia.
Right.
This, I put, tends to romanticize the past uh-huh. or cling to the illusion that everything was better.
Right.
Back right. in my day. Holds grudges and unforgiving.
We don't want that.
No. But that makes sense to me because so much of our negative past is based in the people who hurt us uh-huh. and we can't let it go because we haven't forgiven them.
Right.
That might be a painful truth we need to.
Agreed.
Here's another trait. When plan A doesn't work out, you don't think about plan B.
Did you say here's a little treat to that one?
No.
Oh, I was like,
yeah. You're like, I don't want your treats, I was Becky. Like,
I thought we were having a real treat here.
I know.
Where's my cookie at?
I did. I made her favorite cookies.
Oh, I'm so excited.
But they are not truth cookies.
They're not. No. They're not that.
No.
That was not a treat.
It wasn't. And that's something I identify with. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Another way to say that is my life was going to go a certain way yeah. in my own brain. It was going to work out this way. It didn't. And now I can't move past that idea I'd had for my life. Mm. And I think a lot of people are there.
I was thinking about that this morning. I hope I wasn't dwelling on it. But like I remember what I envisioned for something. Mm. And, you know, like this one scene. And once in a while, I'll see something that's like, oh, yeah, that's what I thought my life was going to be. It's not.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with it not being that.
Right.
But there is that piece of me mm-hmm. because I dreamt that for so long.
And we all have that thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go, Crystal. Let it go.
Yeah. And we don't want to get stuck not enjoying what we do have.
Right.
Because it doesn't line up with this vision. Yeah.
Sometimes these are hard for me when we like to think about them. Like as, because I for real was thinking of that this morning where I haven't thought about that for who knows how long.
Huh, I wonder who put that thought in your brain.
I wonder. Mm,
God has such a sense of humor with us.
Like, so because I was thinking about that, you know, like I don't feel like I dwell on that, mm-hmm. you know, but it's, I wonder where my line is on that of, am I living in the past in that? Because it continues to keep up, even though I know that's not ever going to happen.
Right.
Like that's not a possibility. Mm-hmm. But it still kind of brings me joy to think about that, which is, all right, knock it off, Crystal.
And so, you know, we are all in process. Mm-hmm. We are all learning and growing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a tough one, and I don't ever want to get to this, but I feel this sometimes. Someone who holds on to the past doesn't look forward to anything. I think having something to look forward to is a really big deal.
Right.
It changes everything.
We need something to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Even just little things in our house, like when we told everyone was kind of feeling blah around the house. And even when we said, oh, we're going to go to Spokane for a few days, just having a little tiny trip to look forward to just changes the energy in the house.
Yeah.
It just does.
It brings joy.
Yeah. If you're in the past,
how do you?
You can't look forward.
And there's no joy.
No. And I see this and I keep going back. I mean, this is what I know. But I see this with moms. Where they're not looking forward. Okay, so here, in my station of life, yes, the next 3 years, my kids are going to go off to college. Right. I'll be in high school.
Right.
My time of homeschooling will be done.
Right.
And I know a lot of moms that I've talked to, like, feel really scared and horrible about that because, like, your purpose and everything is over. Yeah. But I'm trying to look forward knowing that I'm going to have this special time with David.
Right.
Like, it's going to be us. And, like, yes, empty nester will be hard. But I'll get this time with my husband, and I'll still have that.
And there's plan B that you can't even see.
Yeah.
There's these perks and wonderful things that are going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I've got all the maybes.
Right.
People get, what are you going to do? I don't know.
I love the maybes.
And that's exciting right now. Like, no clue what I'm going to do in 3 years, but I don't need to know today.
Yeah.
Okay. We are blending some of our past I hope that our podcast does that for you at home, though. Where, like, we say things and you're like, oh, they said something in the last one. And it just kind of all comes together. Okay, back to traits. This is a big one. Constantly comparing the past to the present.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's something I was thinking about with the last trait that you said, like, because we had talked about you can look back because it was happy. You know, I don't necessarily know those people, but... have a happy past, but you can't move forward because you're going to compare everything that you have or don't have in the future with what you had in the past. And you're never, there's always something to be glad and thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the possibility of moving it in the direction that we want it to be. Living in the past doesn't get us there.
No. And you out there who maybe are good at this can help be the agents of change and spread the hope and the optimism and the, isn't this cool, and just be the little spark. This goes really along with that, the life used to be better mindset. And this is where I put back in my day.
It wasn't that great, I'm sure.
No. And honestly, that's very unproductive to be that person that's kind of bringing down the room with teenagers used to be like, that doesn't help anything. That's
they were doing naughty things.
Yeah, we were. It just was different. It wasn't recorded on the internet.
Right.
And my last trait for this one is toxic guilt.
Oh,
yeah. We all know what that feels like. Now, this is Now, guilt that motivates you to make changes and amends is good. But holding on to guilt for non-faults or overthinking past mistakes to try to change or undo them is toxic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Been working out one of those this last week. Thank you, God, for bringing it back around.
Isn't that fun?
Like, almost 30 years later.
Oh, boy. We do it.
But I think I need to remind myself that I was a child.
Yes. Time to let it go.
Time to let it go.
Time to let it go.
I didn't know.
No. No.
You don't know at that age of what your action was going to cause.
Time to let it go.
Yeah.
Time to let it
go. Thank you, podcast.
You're welcome. Okay. How did we get here?
Okay.
I have a lot for this today. Because this is a complicated, loaded thing.
Which is a really big topic.
It is. I mean, the past. Yes.
Because the past has an importance in our life.
Yes. You know, most of our life is in the past, save today.
Okay.
So the bulk of our life has been in the past, if you want to think about it that way. Okay.
All right. What do we got?
We got here because of fear of the unknown.
Uh-huh.
Listen to our latest podcast on that one. Even if letting go of the past means letting go of pain, it's scary because we know the pain. You get used to functioning and coping and living in a certain way. And even if what we know is hurt and suffering, we stick with it because we tend to stick with what we know. Because at least with this current pain, we know what to expect.
That's so sad. And we do it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Coping with the pain is easier than the discomfort of trying to move forward. That's a painful truth.
This isn't how I want to live.
No, I don't want to live this way either.
I don't want you to live like that.
No, no one. Even the people I don't like.
Right.
Like, no, no one. I think this is the biggest reason is we've never healed.
Agreed.
Oh, definitely agreed. And we just keep picking at the scab of our past pain. We relive the hurt over and over.
Right.
We don't ever actually work through it. We just think about it.
Right.
And it controls us and it makes our decisions for us. Like David told me, I'd never said it this way. We've talked about this so much, but he's like, you have to clean out a wound for it to heal. You have to remove the garbage and the way you're thinking about it, the negative things associated with it to move forward. And we don't do that.
And there is professional help out there for that.
And no shame.
No shame.
No shame.
Past are hard.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And I think 99% of people could benefit from talking to somebody about their past.
Yeah.
Now, some of us also view reliving the past over and over again as a form of false protection.
Okay.
Because if we keep that pain fresh in our mind, we'll be on high alert not to let it happen again.
Okay. That takes any maybe out.
Mm-hmm.
Like we just talked about, we need some maybe in our life.
And I see this like if someone's hurt you, well, I keep that situation fresh in my mind and now I'm going to view every person I interact with and I'm going to be watching for the ways you're hurting me and letting me down.
All right, I've done that.
Uh-huh. Everybody's done that. That's not a good way to function.
It's not.
It's real bad.
I don't have a lot of friends because of this.
Yes. Here we go. Avoidance.
Yeah.
If I keep living mentally and emotionally in the past, I can avoid this thing that is happening right now.
Yeah.
I won't have to deal with it or acknowledge it or work through it. I can just hang out in what used to be, and then I don't have to think about what's happening right now.
That's not healthy.
It isn't healthy, and it's not real.
No.
You're not actually there.
Remember, the past no longer exists.
Right. And like, I think we've talked about before, you shove something under the rug, then you just get a lumpy rug.
Like, and you're going to trip over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talked about this again. Forgiveness. Huge reason. And we will talk more about this in another episode of this series. But sometimes we struggle to move forward because we haven't forgiven anybody.
Right. And don't forget to forgive yourself.
Oh, that was that was the episode I talked about. Yeah. Sometimes we haven't forgiven ourselves.
Yeah.
And so we're just reliving the pain. I put here for this one, the good old days. Some people are stuck in the past because they were happier in the past.
Right.
We liked the conditions of the past better. I think this was a good one in the pandemic.
Yeah.
Where people were stuck. Because I liked the before. Well, that was not your reality.
But you also have to point out that you are remember if you're doing this,
you're remembering these good events mm-hmm. or situations. They weren't all good.
That's true. We're romanticizing.
Yeah.
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 Yes. Very true. And that leads me to the next point. We haven't appreciated. Oh, we haven't accepted or don't appreciate our present.
Okay.
So this one is for those listening who maybe haven't had something really painful or traumatic in their past that's keeping them stuck, which I hope is more people.
I would like that's a lot of you, but I don't know if that's the case.
So this one is kind of for those who just long for the past because they loved it.
Okay.
Because maybe their present is challenging or different than expected. So again, I put this, I know this is true for a lot of moms as their kids grow up and move out. To quote Edna Mode, I know you'd appreciate that. I never look back, darling. It distracts from the now. Thought Catalog said every second you spend mentally in the past is a second you miss of your present. And here's the truth I'm sneaking in right here. Being upset that the present is different from the past doesn't change it.
Right.
It only changes your experience with it. So this one is super hard. Again, sometimes I miss my kids being little.
Yeah.
You know? But they're not.
Right.
And so you have to move with what do I have right mm-hmm. now? Yeah. They're not like tiny like Ben and Walker.
Right.
But what I have is still pretty good.
But you also had hard days when they were that little.
Oh, yeah. I think about that whenever we're somewhere and I hear babies cry. Thank you, Lord. And please bless Sydney and Jolene. Yeah. It's a lot. You want some truth?
I do need some truth.
Oh, yeah. Growth or the past? Pick one.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a slap in the face.
I know. I'm coming out. I told you I wasn't going to play around anymore.
I know. I don't want you to play around anymore. I want to grow.
Abraham Maslow said, you will either step forward into growth or backward into safety.
Which is actually false.
Right. It's not safe. It's actually pain. But yeah, growth of the
pain
past.
Pain and fear.
Oh, yay!
It's not safety.
My favorite combo.
Pain and fear don't equal safe.
No, they do not. So yeah, pick. I would personally rather have growth.
Me too.
Than pain and fear.
100%.
Yeah. When you're clinging to the past, you miss out.
Yeah.
The past usually makes our decisions for us. Mm-hmm. The driver is usually hurt, fear, or anger. Uh-huh. This hard thing happened to me in the past, and I think about it and replay it all the time, so it has colored how I view myself and the world, so I will no longer pursue XYZ. Uh-huh. This is, goes back to what we were talking about with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also, hey, it's like I wrote this, it's also really unfair to the people you encounter.
It is. That's true.
It's very.
You don't think about that.
Oh. Mm-mm. But because we've been hurt, we assume the worst about everybody.
Right.
Because someone didn't follow through on a task once upon a time, we now assume all control and don't give anybody else the opportunity to shine or take the lead.
Right.
And it's unfair. Deepak Chopra said this, I use memories, but I will not allow memories to use me.
I like that.
I like it too. I always save. Do we want to call it the best? Most hurtful.
The biggest opportunity for growth.
Amen. There she goes. You're missing out on who you are right now.
It's true.
Yeah.
Why are we doing that to ourselves?
I do not know.
What we're doing is hurting us. We're amazing people.
Yeah.
Let's be those amazing people.
Well, and I think about it and I'm like, yeah. How old am I? 41 or 42? 41-year-old Becky is like way cooler than 23-year-old Becky. Like she knows so much more.
Yeah.
And is so much more mature.
Like, and has gone on other amazing adventures.
Yeah. Like why do I want it? Why? It's dumb.
I don't want to be 23-year-old Crystal. I would tell her to make different life choices, but that's not a possibility.
Right.
So you learn from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your only choice.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Forgive. Open up. Let doors open.
Yes.
And be the awesome 41-year-old Crystal.
Exactly. Exactly.
Who I will be shortly.
I know. She's got her birthday coming. If you're going to be 41, that means I'm 42. Or are you turning 40?
41.
Okay, then I'm 42.
but I still like 41-year-old Becky.
Thank you. I liked her too. It's easy. Isn't that crazy though? As you get older, you're like, I don't remember. David and I have both had to look up how old we are sometimes. Like,
it doesn't matter.
I don't know. And then kids are like, I am 11 and 3/4.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's really easy though to sit and think about who we used to be. Mm-hmm. Super easy. Maybe we were really comfortable in the role we used to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or self-assured or successful or really happy. Mm-hmm. Mind Body Green said, when we're living in the past, we're missing out on who we can be in the present. Uh-huh. And this can lead to feeling disconnected from your passions, goals, and even your body. Yeah. Moving on involves cultivating the areas of your life you care about. Recommit to your hobbies and interests and allow yourself time to heal and move forward in your life. Recommit.
I like that.
I think this is really pertinent whenever we have big life shifts.
Which are frequent.
More
frequent than we
admit. I had this life crisis, if you want to call it, when I stopped working to become a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
And I'm already anticipating feeling this way in a few years when my life will shift. Again, and it's hard because like our role or our purpose or your job changed.
Right.
But now we get to figure out who we are right now.
Right.
Or who we want to be right now. Like there's possibilities now. Yeah. Like I wish I would have thought about that differently then. Like, yeah, okay, no, I'm not a classroom teacher anymore. Right. But, and like, yeah, I won't be homeschooling anymore, but I get to be A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I don't know.
Right.
Instead of just focusing on who we were and what we were doing before that we knew. We have to let go of the old to make room for the new because your brain can only hold, deal, and process so much.
Okay.
So you got to dump out.
We do. Make room.
Want tips?
I do.
Okay. Oh, boy. Stop trying to be the hero of your story. Yeah, I hurt my own feelings sometimes.
All right. Thank you, Disney.
I don't like this one. I don't like this one. Which probably, again, the ones I resist are the ones I need to hear.
Okay.
Stop collecting proof against those who hurt you.
Okay.
I read that in Lisa Turker's book about forgiveness. Like, we go around collecting evidence that prove they're such terrible people. We're never going to do anything with that list. And it's not serving us or anyone. Just knock it off. Stop collecting the evidence.
And unfortunately, we've hurt people.
Oh, yeah. They probably have lists about us in their brain.
Right.
So let's move forward.
Let's move forward.
Okay. The next tip is courtesy of Dr. Melanie Greenberg. She says, learn to live in the present and respond to current circumstances.
Okay.
So as an addendum, instead of thinking only about how your current situation is similar to a past incident that turned out negatively, think about how it may be different. Do you have different skills or knowledge now?
Okay.
Are you dealing with different types of people? Regardless, they're different people.
Right.
Do you have different resources and more freedom to change or leave a situation that is unpleasant? Rather than predetermining the outcome, try to stay open-minded and respond to the new situation as it unfolds.
Oh.
I like this.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It is
important.
Tough.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tip number three. If the past you're struggling to move past is painful, ask yourself if there is anything in your control that you can do differently as you move forward to prevent a similar situation.
Okay.
Sometimes there isn't.
Right.
But for example, in my own life, when a friend relationship ended, I've learned that I need to be myself from the very beginning and establish boundaries right away. Yeah. So that helps me prevent similar things.
Right.
Practice mindfulness. Because, friend, you are in the present.
We are.
That is where you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are not in 1987.
Which is a lot farther away than you think.
Oh, my gosh.
Calculate it out. You might be surprised.
Oh, boy. Yes. LearningMind.com said, reconnect with your present. You know what? Like, Sydney wasn't alive. Okay. We old. So, Sid, I hope you don't go to 1987 because you are not a person. Reconnect with your present. Oh, I love this. Okay. I'm going to say this again. Learningmind.com. Reconnect with your present by doing a stimulating activity, uh-huh. not TV, not Here. Your phone. Those are not stimulating.
No, they're not.
Yeah. But be in the present by doing something stimulating and engaging. Uh-huh. Maybe take those fencing lessons.
I mean, we should look that up. I bet there's an option.
There probably is. You know, Portland's not that far away.
No, it's not.
And again, I feel like I'm on a broken record here. Gratitude journal.
Yeah.
Every day, we're having Hannah do this right now, and it's really helping her.
But it changes your perspective.
It does. You're
looking for different things.
I mean, and it doesn't have to be like pages upon pages, right? Three no. things at the end of every day that happened that you're grateful for.
Yeah.
It changes how you view the world and like makes you realize, oh, my present isn't all terrible.
It's not.
Even in darkest times, there's something. Uh-huh. Something, you know? I put write down, if you can't write down three things you're thankful for, think about three things that were awesome today.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It goes back to delight.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay. You want some real?
I do.
Into we.
Well, you're going to give it.
I am going to, whether you want it or not.
I need a process, so let's give me some more.
All right. I have allowed the pain of my past and the joy of my past to keep me stuck. Uh-huh. In both situations, whether I'm replaying hurt and the times I've been let down, or whether I'm remembering my past wins and circumstances I was more comfortable with,
right.
or maybe enjoyed more, I've essentially closed my eyes to the right now. Uh-huh. I've told myself the lie that my now is going to hurt because my past hurt. Oh. I've told myself the lie that my best days are behind me. And while the world just keeps on spinning and I continue to miss out on the beauty and delight and joy of my present, all because I keep looking backwards.
Right.
I either don't see the goodness of my moments because I've allowed the pain of my past to change the way I see the present, uh-huh. or I don't notice the beauty of my now because I've told myself the past was so much better. Mm. And it has to stop because living in our right now may require us to accept change. Right. It may require us to forgive somebody or ourselves.
Right.
It might mean adapting to new circumstances or spending some time figuring out your new role.
Right.
But it's worth it. Because there is so much goodness happening in your present.
There is.
The Message version of Isaiah 43:19 says, forget about what's happened. Mm-hmm. Don't keep going over old history. Mm-hmm. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting mm-hmm. out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers, and the badlands.
Aww.
I love that verse.
That is awesome.
I love that verse. I mean, and are you looking for it? Are you watching? If you've ever had a child attend a VBS, they've been taught to watch for God and look for God sightings. Uh-huh. I mean, we need to do it.
We do.
And the neat thing is, when we do, we see him. Now, I don't know if you'll remember this, but we did this a handful of years ago, and I wish we'd kept it up, because I remember daily checking in with each other, amazed at the way God was working in our uh-huh. lives. And I think we miss that when we're focused on the past.
Right.
But when we're actively looking for it, I remember we would be like, oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe. And like, those things are happening every day, but we were looking for it.
Right.
And it was like, oh wow, God really is moving in my present. Like, well, he always is. Right. Just are you looking for it?
Right.
Now here, honesty time. Being stuck in the painful past or the happy past mm-hmm. are both rooted in current negativity.
Uh-huh.
Both mindsets say, I don't like my life right now.
Right.
Both mindsets say, I'm not thankful for my life right now. Both mindsets say, there is nothing good for me in the now.
Oh.
It's so painful. But it's yeah. not true. It's not true. Not a bit. We need to shift our focus and start actively looking for the good uh-huh. and for God. And you know how it is. We find what we're looking for, so start looking for those two things like their Waldo and learn to love where you're at.
Nice.
Oh, bye. All right, let's leave our past.
Please.
Let's live our future. I mean, not our future, our present. Our present. So you can tell where my brain is.
Uh-huh.
Stay in your present. What's happening good right now? What was awesome about today?
I told you about the butterfly.
Yeah.
Just to drive up here, I saw deer. I saw a hawk eating a fox, which wasn't awesome.
Nature.
It was like, okay, scratch that.
We live in the wilderness.
But I've never been up here.
Yeah,
to be able
I'm super
to see
excited.
You and your family and everybody's Yay. Smiling. It's a beautiful day.
It is.
Your All garden right. is lovely.
It's yeah. You know, and we get to just learn yeah. painful truth all day long.
And I got to sleep in.
Nice. All right. I hope you've had awesome things happen to you. And we will be back next week bringing more painful but necessary truth.
To grow. That's what we're doing it for.
Growth of the past.
Yep.
You get a pick. All right. Pick wisely. We love you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Girl in a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.